The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Looking Good, Feeling Great. Experts in fashion history and psychology explain how personal style and wellness are intrinsically linked. The pressure to conform to societal standards might end up being a hindrance to our mental health. We don't want to mismanage clothing or use it as maladaptive coping skills, she says. Instead, we want to use clothing to reflect our authentic selves in the best possible way. We can project an image with our clothing that reflects comfort and self-esteem, even if we aren't there yet. This does not mean we use clothes to project a fake image. Rather, we use them to support us as we evolve to become the best versions of ourselves. The concept of presenting your best self to the outer world through attire, despite circumstances, isn't new. Women have been leveraging this approach for some time, dating back to when they were enslaved. Black women had a set of clothing reserved for church, coining the term Sunday best when mentioning garments worn for religious services. This garb was also worn by domestic workers during the Jim Crow era and was eventually displayed outside of houses of worship by civil rights activists who adorned themselves in their best clothes at protests to make it clear that they were dignified. Atlanta-based fashion historian Shelby Ivy Christie also points out that celebrated women such as Nina Simone use their wardrobe to optimize mental health. Nina Simone has some of the most beautiful and recognizable stage costuming, she says. However, she struggled with undiagnosed bipolar disorder for many years. She was eventually diagnosed, but the years Simone spent performing while fighting through mental health challenges had to be hard. Despite that, she could still communicate who she was through her costuming, her makeup, and her iconic hair. London's Shaquilla Forbes-Bell, founder of the platform Fashion is Psychology and the first Black person in the world to earn a postgraduate degree in fashion psychology, helps her clients uncover the role clothing plays in their lives. Fashion psychology reveals the true value of our attire beyond aesthetics by exploring five areas. The way your clothes allow you to navigate different versions of yourself, the reasons you buy certain items, how your clothes change your mood, how they impact your body image, and how people use style to define themselves for others. Dressing for how you currently feel helps you stay present by honoring your current state of mind, notes Forbes Bell. Dressing how you want to feel gives you the power to shift your mood and potentially take you out of negative emotional states. She adds that ornate and embellished styles of clothing can also offer a form of escapism for Black women who are attempting to navigate a multitude of hurdles. Black women across the diaspora face several challenges regarding institutionalized racism, which means many circumstances lie outside of our control, she observes. One thing you can control to a large degree is the way you show up in the world, including your styling choices, taking ownership of how you present yourself, being intentional about the messages you are communicating, the identity you are expressing or concealing provides Black women with a greater sense of ownership, which can end up boosting their well-being. The next article is titled, Pharrell Williams is Black Boy Joy Personified. After the music mogul stepped into his role as the men's creative director at Louis Vuitton in February, taking over from the late Virgil Abloh, he debuted his first collection in June 2023. What has been true about Pharrell Williams is that artistically, he has never followed anyone's blueprint, and when challenged, he executes in music or in fashion. There are statistically few people from Virginia Beach, Virginia, who have achieved complete stardom. Pharrell's music career has earned him many awards and Billboard charting hits, while his brand and aesthetic have cemented his reputation as an influential cultural icon. Every day I pinch myself, he says, from the Louis Vuitton headquarters in Paris. It's a crazy mixture of shock that is real. You know what I mean? And I'm in awe of the amount of resources and getting to work with so many masterful artisans every day. Before his debut show in February of 2023, Pharrell invited Essence to be among a small group of journalists who would speak with him about his upcoming men's spring summer 2024 collection in Paris. The show required us to enter via boat, meeting at Promenade Edouard Glissant with airtight security and metal detectors before entering a line to take us on a river runway ride in the sunset, passing other tourist groups with yachts before entering a walkway that placed us right outside the Louis Vuitton headquarters. When I first got the appointment, my mind went to this, and this, Pharrell says. I thought about the way that I wanted to approach each season and have something so the team would understand. When we look at it, we look at who I am. I designed for the things I want. Was a boat needed to take us to the show? No. Was it Pharrell's way of introducing his vision at our entrance? Yes. Virgil Abloh, former Louis Vuitton's men's creative director, passed away in late November 2021. And since then, the brand has used guest designers while in search of his permanent replacement. Most notably, Kid Super founder Home Dillian was chosen to collaborate with the brand while deliberations were ongoing in 2022. Pharrell's appointment was met with critiques and questions as to whether he could lead a global luxury fashion entity. To be honest with you, I didn't feel any of that, because if I was competing for it and people kept telling me no, I may have felt that way. But the difference is, I was chosen, he says in a closed Louis Vuitton conference room. He's wearing standout selects from the new collection, like the camouflage pants and a tailored blue blazer, plus personal gold and diamond accessories. The universe lined that up. Show me another place where something like this has happened. So when you're chosen, you just got to ride the wave. He continues, standing in front of a few pieces from the collection that are hanging on a rack. Within fashion, some designers have an quote unquote in. Those who go to fashion schools and learn from liaisons who catapult them into the industry. Disruptors like Pharrell throw off the predictability of this route, but he's seemingly unfazed, enjoying his moment and knowing that he has the support of the brand and his community. Entering the fashion field, the designer was confident, using his faith and his cultural experiences as references to prepare him for this time. We organized how we wanted to look at the consumer, he says. There are two consumers. There's one that aspires to afford some of these things in there, and they, therefore, get things right around this particular price point. And then there are the other folks who have disposable income and have to make a decision when they go to a rodeo, for example. While Louis Vuitton systemically has high price points, there's a certain level of must-have access Virgil Abloh made present during his time at Louis Vuitton. As Pharrell sent models down the runway, catalog remnants were vivid, from jackets to pants to large trunks carried by gold carts. The show was grand. Celebrities crowded into the front row. A belting choir could have become a distraction, but there was a synchronicity and homage to past Abloh aesthetics that joined with looking toward a bright future under Pharrell. Rap artists Pusha T and No Malice reunited to walk down the runway in Pell Pell-inspired LV leather varsity jackets. The show had a variety of transferable selects, cropped suit sets, long fur jackets, blazers, accessorized with pearls, pops of color that blended with khakis. All this served to personalize what luxury tailoring can look like when paired with streetwear aesthetics. Another homage to Pharrell's style, which arguably also references his closet. I walked in with the first vision for where we wanted to go, which was LV is for Louis Vuitton, but it's also lover, like a lover of life, a lover of this moment, a lover of this opportunity, he explains. As he steps into his new role, Pharrell's fearlessness and tenacity ring true, even under the scrutiny of so many luxury fashion enthusiasts. He always knew that he would come out of the show with critiques and remarks. Despite his being black, a music artist, a college dropout, a parent, a Southern American, or anything else that didn't make sense for this appointment, his being chosen showed the consistency of the Louis Vuitton vision, in which fashion and culture are infiltrating the industry in its entirety. More and more, we see politics slipping away from the hands of the elite and tactical decisions being placed in the hands of the consumer. Louis Vuitton got it right with Abloh, and his friend Pharrell is continuing his legacy. Our brother Virgil is here in spirit, but when he was in the flesh, he crushed it, Pharrell reflects. And the idea that my appointees, the family, would look to another black American man to do that, I love that notion. The next article is titled, Fashioning an HBCU Legacy. Community and traditions at HBCUs have taken the fashion world by the storm. Historically, Black colleges and universities have long been the epicenter of style. Reflections of the pride Black communities have traditionally taken in the way we dress and present ourselves to the world. You think you're going to school, but you're going to a fashion show, says Blake Van Putten, recalling his time at Howard University with his apparel, accessories, and social impact brand, Size. Van Putten is among a growing number of fashion designers who were educated in the well-heeled halls of an HBCU. Collectively, they have cut their teeth in retail, studied at some of the world's most prestigious fashion schools, and held positions at a myriad of legacy labels. Their offerings range from elevated ready-to-wear to modern golf attire, and have been worn by the likes of Regina Hall, Chris Paul, and Serena Williams. Having broken into a notoriously exclusive industry, Autumn Olajuwon, Earl Cooper, James Jeter, Tahir Murray, and Van Putten discuss their careers in fashion. Autumn of Spelman College, the daughter of Nigerian immigrants, women's wear designer Autumn dreamed of going to New York University until she stepped foot on the Spelman College campus. It's the upper echelon of Black society, education, culture, fashion, and style, says Autumn, who graduated in 2003. I'm so proud to be a part of it. As an economics major, she found herself writing down outfit ideas in her off-campus apartment. I was literally like black and white polka dot long shirt with ripped jeans and black boots, she recalls. And then I took the leap of trying to sketch. After Spelman, Autumn studied fashion design at Parsons School of Design, later interning for Betsy Johnson and assisting stylist Andrea Lieberman with clients like Gwen Stefani and Jennifer Lopez. In 2009, she launched her namesake label. My brand identity has always been the same, she says. I've always done colorful printed dresses. The collection has been covered by top fashion publications and picked up by retailers including Nordstrom and Shopbop. It's really cool to see famous people who used to be on my Pinterest board as muses start wearing the brand, like Kerry Washington, Autumn says. The other coolest thing is just walking alongside God. I'm a Christian, and I own that very proudly. Even when I'm in a difficult situation, I trust that He has already figured my way out of it. Olajuwon and Earl Cooper. Morehouse College, Eastside Golf. Traditionally, golf attire has never been a style that people are attracted to unless they play the sport, says Olajuwon, who, with former golf teammate Earl Cooper, helped the Morehouse Maroon Tigers win a national championship in 2011. In 2019, they parlayed their love of the sport into Eastside Golf, aiming to show that it is possible to view golf in a different way through a cultural and HBCU lens. The design that launched the brand, a black golfer taking a swing while wearing a gold chain, immediately resonated with professional and amateur golfers alike, finding fans in Stephen Curry, Chris Paul, and a host of other golf-enthused athletes and celebrities. To date, Eastside Golf has collaborated on limited edition t-shirts with the NBA, as well as on a collection of shoes with Michael Jordan. And according to Cooper, there's much more to come. In 5 years, Eastside Golf will be a global brand that has brought more diversity into the sport in a way that no other brand or golf company has done before. James Jeter, Morehouse College, Ralph Lauren. A varsity jacket adorned with an M Letterman patch and A-line circle skirt in wool blend tweed. A selection of crew neck and cable neck sweatshirts. All are a part of Polo Ralph Lauren, exclusively for Morehouse and Spelman College's collection, which set social media ablaze when it was released in the spring of 2022. It was nothing like that I've ever experienced in my life before, says James Jeter, Senior Director of Concept Design and Special Projects at Polo Ralph Lauren. A 2013 Morehouse graduate, Jeter spearheaded the project, an undertaking sparked by 2020's call for companies to reevaluate their diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, especially as they pertain to African American employees and consumers. I think one of the big things that I really appreciated about the release was that it transcended fashion conversations, says Jeter. It wasn't just in fashion magazines, it was also on CNN. In his role, Jeter is responsible for building the men's Polo Ralph Lauren concepts each season. Whether traveling to Kyoto for inspiration or presenting ideas to Mr. Lauren, Jeter is confident in his fundamental business and workplace skills. I think a lot of that came from Morehouse, he says. Tahir Murray, Howard University, Legacy, History, Pride. Fashion is not just on Tahir Murray's resume. It's in his blood. His grandfather opened the legendary Vons sneaker store in Queens, New York, and his father joined the family business, inking a deal that made Vons the first black-owned store in the United States to get a Nike account. I grew up in the store, Murray says. So I fell in love with sneakers and fashion at a young age. Murray's father further cemented the family fashion industry prowess when he created the Queens 7 t-shirts and the School of Hard Knocks clothing brand. Both became wildly popular in the 90s amid New York's burgeoning hip-hop scene. After a move to Atlanta when he was 12 and high school in Tennessee, Murray followed in his older sister's footsteps, enrolling at Howard University. As a rising junior, he interned at J. Crew. That was the summer I decided I am ready to carry my family's legacy of being an entrepreneur in this space, he says. The result is Legacy, History, Pride, a collegiate logo apparel line that Murray launched with 5 HBCUs in 2019. That number has now grown to 40. I wanted to shine a light on the rich DNA of HBCUs, he says, adding that photographers, models, and makeup artists the brand works with are just as important as the clothes. We are building a community through the lens of fashion, but it's way bigger than just fashion, he says. It's a brand that really stands for the culture. Blake Van Putten, Howard University, size. While studying supply chain management at Howard University, Blake Van Putten started an agency that connected campus groups with resources to help them develop custom apparel. I was producing a lot of clothing for fraternities and sororities, the 2016 graduate says of the endeavor, which eventually evolved into his label, Size. With the murder of George Floyd, I just felt like the branding that what we were doing wasn't necessarily conducive and helpful, and I wanted to give back in a more meaningful way. Today, Size is best known for apparel and totes emblazoned with phrases like protect black people and protect black women. On the social impact front, the brand regularly donates to organizations dedicated to empowering black communities. It also partners with black-owned organizations on purpose-driven events. The premise of the brand is to really uplift, celebrate, and embrace those that are around us, Van Putten says. How to End Our Affair with Systemic Capitalism is the title of the next article. Malika Jabali always knew she wanted to use her voice and her legal skills to question societal norms that stood against marginalized voices. As a graduate of Columbia Law School and a licensed attorney, she put her passion for policy implementation toward creating a platform for change for herself and her community. Along with her work as the senior news and politics editor at Essence and her editorial presence in publications like Teen Vogue, The New Republic, Very Smart Brothers, Jacob, and The Guardian, she is now taking her message to another medium. Her first book, It's Not You, It's Capitalism, Why It's Time to Break Up and How to Move On, debuting on October 24th, is an illustrated guide to embracing socialism with stories that center revolutionaries of color. In this excerpt, she shares, for us to dump capitalism like a toxic ex, once and for all. Okay, we're making progress. You left that abusive job and got a union position at a company that tries to share decision-making collectively and actually respects everyone's time. You start getting over the past, being all healthy and going out more, running out of pages in your passport, and then, boom, your ex slides into your DMs. Again, it's like they have an antenna that knows when you've gotten over them and gotten it together, and they whine about you going to places they think you don't belong. This is what all those ads decrying Medicare for All felt like during the 2020 election. They are the Drake in our lives, raising a fit because we are trying to move on. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.